an environmental activist in Puerto Rico, is being recognized today with a major award, the Goldman Prize. Luis Jorge Rivera Herrera is being honored for his work protecting a pristine section of Puerto Rico's coastline, a place that is also an important nesting site for endangered sea turtles. NPR's Greg Allen visited the area with the activists who saved a unique place from development.
These sandy beaches on Puerto Rico's northeast coast are prized by visitors from around the world, including some that swim thousands of miles to get here. Environmental scientist Luis Jorge Rivera says leatherback sea turtles are impressive.
They could be probably about 8 feet in length from the point of their head to their tail. They are the biggest marine sea turtle in the world.
On a beach in the town of Luquillo, Rivera shows me a leatherback nest. It's one of the first of the season and is marked by stakes, plastic tape, and a sign warning visitors it's a protected species. Each nest can hold more than 100 eggs. Rivera says volunteers and employees of Puerto Rico's Department of Natural and Environmental Resources are out every morning looking for tracks leading from the water to nesting sites.
And the tracks, they look more or less like if a bulldozer have moved to the beach, so it's quite easy to detect where the nests are.
Just a block from the beach, Rivera takes me to the office of a group he helped found, the Coalition for the Northeast Ecological Corridor. Rosalie Ramos is the government biologist in charge of monitoring leatherback nesting here. It's early in the season, she says, but there are more nests than usual.
They now have 17 on nest.
Yeah. Wow. So it's going to be a good year then, maybe.
Maybe.
Who knows?
3 years ago, Puerto Rico designated this area as the Northeast Ecological Corridor. It's more than 3,000 acres, stretching from the foothills of El Yunque, a tropical rainforest, to mangroves and beaches on the coast. For environmental groups, it was a victory that came after decades of work.
That's a black-whiskered video.
Rivera takes me on a hike through the new reserve. It's an area he knows well. He first began coming here in the early 80s as an avid surfer. One thing that makes the area special, Rivera says, is the varied habitats found within a relatively small area.
We are walking right now through a dry coastal forest, and in about a half-hour drive, you could be on El Yunque rainforest, which is, you know, the opposite in terms of ecological extremes.
With this new reserve, Puerto Rico has created a corridor connecting the El Yunque rainforest to the coast. Scientists have documented nearly 900 species of plants and animals in the ecologically diverse area. There's also a lagoon that part of the year is bioluminescent, glowing from a light produced by plankton. Luis Jorge's career as an environmental activist got started early, as a boy growing up on his family's coconut palm plantation. When he was 8, he saw the land cleared to make way for a sewage treatment plant, and acres of palm trees were cut down.
That was a very big impression for me, and I remember at that specific time, a conscious decision that when I was going to be an adult, I was going to work in something that had to do with protecting the environment.
In 1999, Rivera was working as an environmental scientist for the EPA when he heard about two big resorts planned in the coastal area near where he used to surf. He began working with others to challenge the projects, making the case that they damage the ecosystem, limit public access to the beaches, and siphon precious water away from neighboring communities. Groups from the nearby towns of Fajardo and Luquillo became important members of the coalition. Rivera says people here didn't buy claims the new resorts would be a boon to the local economy because of their past experience with other resorts.
Normally what you see, they want to keep their guests in the hotel as much as possible.
Right. And the guest dollars, keep them all inside the hotel.
That's right. So you don't see that economic benefit trickling down to the local communities.
As public support for preserving the area grew, in 2007, Puerto Rico's governor signed an executive order protecting the Northeast Ecological Corridor from development. It was a short-lived victory. 2 years later, a new governor repealed the designation and said the resort projects could go forward. That sparked a huge public outcry. It became a campaign issue, and in 2013, the new governor, Alejandro Garcia Padilla, signed a bill preserving the Northeast Ecological Corridor at an annual festival celebrating leatherback turtles in the town of Luquillo. For Luis Jorge Rivera and many other individuals and groups, the designation was a major victory. But it came as Puerto Rico was tumbling into a financial and economic crisis that has left the government more than $70 billion in debt and unable to pay its bills.
The reality of Puerto Rico right now, it's rather difficult.
Carmen Guerrero Perez is the head of Puerto Rico's Department of Natural and Environmental Resources. Before taking the job, she was an activist who worked with Rivera to protect the Northeast Ecological Corridor. Now she has the difficult job of carrying through with the project at a time when the government is broke.
The whole corridor is not under public domain as of yet. Almost 60% of the lands are part of the government. The others still need to be acquired.
Back on our hike through the reserve, we're leaving the sandy beach and climbing up an embankment to a forest trail.
So let's go up there.
Yeah. On a steep trail, we quickly ascend to a windswept headland overlooking the beach. There are views of water on all sides, and Puerto Rico's Culebra Island is in the distance.
Most of the vegetation is shrubby.
Yeah.
You can see that the plants here grow much smaller because on this headland, they're also more exposed to the south spray and a strong wind.
There are a few roads in the Northeast Ecological Corridor's 3,000 acres, mostly trails. With time and money, the island's government hopes to improve access and services for visitors. But for some, the inaccessibility and remote location is part of the appeal. On the beach, we run into a family from North Carolina. West Engelbreth, his wife and kids, hiked in for a swim because they wanted a place away from people and crowded resorts.
Yeah, this is a great stretch of beach. I hope it stays the same.
Rivera was stunned when he learned he'd been selected for the Goldman Prize, along with the recognition and $175,000 award it carries. But he says there's still much to do. Environmental groups will continue to push the government to acquire the remaining land in the Northeast Ecological Corridor, and he says they'll closely monitor any nearby development.
We have to keep vigilant, just to protect the chicken that lay the golden eggs, not to eat the chicken.
Greg Allen, NPR News, Luquillo, Puerto Rico.